American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
We are to go into all the world and preach the good news of Jesus Christ to all people. That's Mark 16:15. And with that verse, Alex McFarland and Bert Harper welcome you to Exploring the Word this day during Share-a-thon.
Share-a-thon 2017, as I call it, the spring edition.
That's right.
This only happens two times during the year. We take 3 days out of our normal programming to have Share-a-thon in the spring and one time in the fall, and this is the spring time. And this is the time when we ask people to partner with us.
Yes.
Be a part of what we call it, American Family Radio. Guess what?
We are family. It is. I'm going to give the number. Folks, you can be a part of Christ's Great Commission. You can invest in bringing souls to Jesus and revival to our nation. The number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Bert, I am so honored to be here at AFR. And folks, I wish you could see what I could see. It's just a beehive of activity. Walked in the door, met a dear family from Texas, met people from all over the country. And they come here to volunteer because, as you said, it is a family endeavor. We're the big family of God, and we've got one single passion, that all people know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
And that passion is to share the gospel and make a country free to be able to share that gospel.
Yes.
Now, some people don't see the connection. They don't see why, okay, I agree with you spreading the gospel, but what about this political activity? Well, it's active because we want to have the freedom to share the gospel. It's called religious freedom, and
exactly,
that's part of what we fight for.
Exactly.
And one of the guys that lead us in that is our general manager.
Oh, well, folks, you got to know Jim Stanley. He's the one who makes the trains run on time around here. He's amazing. And Jim, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, guys, how are you this afternoon?
Good to see you. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to be with you guys. Last 2 hours, we had a mystery challenge.
Okay.
And so folks didn't know what it was. That's the whole thing about the mystery challenge. And so we were able, from that time, over the 2 hours, there were 260 pledges were taken during Focal Point, and we raised $35,543. And then with the mystery amount thrown in, which, by the way, was $19,950, wow, we have a total of $54,493 because folks cared enough to call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or perhaps they gave online at afr.net. Mm-hmm. But guys, it's amazing what God can take and how he motivates the listeners to make those donations. And I'm grateful for that. I mean, I don't want to take that for granted. We want folks to know that we appreciate them. And so with that in mind, I just want to say thank you for what they did. Now, here's the rub, if you will. That and better will do.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my theme for the next 3 days. Yeah. That and better will do.
Yes.
Because we serve an awesome God. And just because we had a challenge the last 2 hours doesn't mean we can't challenge folks to give during this hour.
Yes.
And so here's the gauntlet for you guys, okay?
Right.
In the next hour, I want 75 first-time givers, and I'd also like to see if we could get some of those to become 50 monthly givers.
Okay.
50 folks that would be willing, that may not be supporting the ministry monthly right now. And folks, you know, we have a recommended amount that we'll send a thank you note for, and that's $150 one-time mm-hmm. gift or more, or $30 a month or more monthly gift. And for that, what we'll do is we're going to send you a Share-a-thon t-shirt. and also send you the Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 CD from Trivia Fridays.
This is so cool. I'm looking at the cover of it right now.
Yeah.
With JJ, Tim, and Ed.
Right.
And highlights from, I guess all these were recorded on Today's Issues probably.
Well, it was Trivia Friday on Today's Issues.
Right.
And so JJ Jasper goes back and he picks out some of the ones that he, that, you know, that are perhaps better than, because every Friday's good, but you know how every now and then you just get.
That sounds
really
like a worship
good.
Service.
It does, doesn't it?
Sometimes
yeah.
it's just bad. Listen, yeah. it's worth buying just to see this caricature of Tim Wildman. I see JJ and I see Ed, but that one of Tim.
That's awesome.
I tell you.
It really
so
is.
It's worth it for that. Now, that's a $150 one-time gift.
Or more.
Or more. And a $30 or more monthly pledge.
Gift. Yes, sir.
And
now,
we're asking
one
for $75
to
be first-time givers.
Yes, sir. We're asking. And let me tell you guys, here. I've had a couple of conversations with some of the phone volunteers. Yeah. Here's the deal. Today, we had a new family that had not listened to AFR before. They had gotten in the car, hit scan. Mm-hmm. They landed on us. They heard what we were talking about. And this family, who had never listened to us before, called in with a gift.
That's Amen. By faith, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And then the same volunteer said that he had a little bit later this morning that he had another person that said they had been listening for a couple of months, and they were also first-time givers.
Right.
And so, you know, we are – and let me be clear. When we ask for first-time givers, it's not that those that have already chosen to support us are less important. But it's there are a lot of times that folks have to stop giving
right.
for one reason or another.
Exactly right.
And so it's really important that we continually renew the it's you know, it's like planting every year. You want to renew those plants. You while you may have a nice pecan grove, you're steadily putting in some new pecan trees.
Yeah.
And
something
so,
disease when talking yep. about crops, disease, insects,
yep.
drought, so many things could happen, and that happens to people.
It does.
We here at AFR, we live in the real world.
Real world,
and,
real people.
And sometimes some things come up that, man, this is cutting short.
Yeah.
And so those new first-time givers, they come in.
They really
And
do.
Also, somebody, everybody had to be a first-time giver at some point
at
in
some
time.
At some point.
Let me give this number, 877-616-2396.
Give it slower.
877-616-2396.
And that's hard for Alex because he's a preacher.
He is preacher.
And you know how those preachers are, man. They want to get as much sermon
oh, <yeah. laughs>
into that allotted amount of time as they can. So, and you can also give online at AFR.net. One more quick story. We have folks literally from all over the country. Julie from Texas is back with us this share-a-thon. We have some of our friends from Arkansas that are back. We have some folks from across the state of Mississippi who have come up to be with us as well. And so we just have we have a great group of people, and we are so grateful for them as well. And as we talk about the ongoing giving, that really is important. And that's one of the things that the monthly supporters tend to be, is that they continue to give month after month.
They are
committed to it. And we don't take that for granted.
We do not. And they are partners. And I just want to share with you, that's what makes AFR, I believe, so effective, is those that partner with us, but also the ministries that we partner
right.
with. And we're not the Dead Sea where it all comes in and stays here. We're like the
right.
Sea of Galilee, that it flows through, and you have all the fish and have all the activity that's going around the Sea of
right.
Galilee, the Dead Sea, dead. And that's what would happen if we just took it and kept it. But we don't do that. We
no.
share it with the ministries that we support, and praise God for that, guys.
Earlier today, I was on the air with Dan Celia. And one of the things that we talked about recently, I'd been asked to give to crunch some numbers and see how many spots, those are the radio announcements that you hear, how many of those we just give away. And last year, we simply gave away to other ministries that we didn't charge for over 20,000 spots.
Wow.
And that doesn't include wow. the AFA spots, guys.
Yeah.
That's just stuff for other people. And folks, that, you know, when you think about 20,000, that's inventory that we could have gotten some underwriting for yeah. or something like that. But that's the thing about AFA is that it is a foundation for other ministries to help them get their word out. And by the way, that doesn't include some of the long-form programs that we have either. Those minutes aren't included. If I went back and do that, there would just be a multitude of hours that we give other ministries for them to be able to present their... Amen.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons the Lord is so blessing this. And I can just say as one speaker evangelist, I mean, AFR has enabled me to preach the gospel in hundreds of cities. In fact, 1 week ago, we were in Oklahoma City, and I won't tell you the whole story, but a teenage girl came forward to get saved. Her name was Jackie. Well, her whole family, brothers and sisters, came, and we had 17 kids come forward on a Wednesday night, and it all because of this radio platform. And so, folks, when we're asking you to pray and to support, it is bringing souls to Jesus. Mm. It is equipping Christians to stand up for the Lord and defend faith, family, and freedom. I'm looking at this. I want to tell you about this T-shirt. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, or if you give a one-time donation of $150 or more, you get the hilarious highlights from Trivia Friday, and that's really great. This T-shirt is a beautiful shirt, and Acts 4:29 is on it, which says, boldly speaking the word of truth,
right.
Or that verse. This is really cool. So, Bert, how can they do that, online or by phone?
They can do it either way, 877-616-2396. I'll repeat that, 877-616-2396, or online at afr.net.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump out. Thank you for letting me come in. And,
thank you, Jim.
And
you better stay with
that.
Us. It's going to get exciting.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I have high expectations for you guys.
All right. 75 first-time givers.
Yes,
we want to see that happen. Before we do anything else, we want to hear the listener testimony. That's the best deal that we have. So probably that right now, Brent.
Hi, this is Catherine from Parkton, North Carolina. 4 years ago, on April the 5th of 2013, my daughter committed suicide. I was very angry that she had done that. And I carried that anger through my grief for about the first 18 months. I didn't know what to do with myself, and I just happened upon this radio station. And I happened to be listening to a wonderful message. I think Dr. Jeremiah was the one that was preaching it, and it was about anger and how to release the anger. And at the end of the message, it said, if you were harboring anger, on how to release it. I did it. I was on my way to work, and all of a sudden, the anger started just coming out of my body. I felt like the Holy Spirit had literally taken me over. I had to pull over on the side of the road because this feeling that I had was so deep, and I have not turned back since. I am no longer angry at my daughter for killing herself. I thank you for having pastors that can preach such wonderful messages. That's how you guys have changed my life. Thank you for everything you do.
Alex,
that's powerful.
That's enough to make me want to give and share.
Exactly.
One life completely turned around.
Yeah.
That's one of the most powerful listener testimonies I've heard, and I've been hearing them a long time.
And let me just say this too, folks. There are a lot of radio networks. Thank the Lord for them. I go to a Christian broadcasters convention every year, have for more than a decade. Bert, more and more and more networks are dropping the preaching and teaching and just having music, and thank the Lord for Christian music. I'm a musician myself. Here's the thing. The record companies pay to get their music played. To drop the preaching and just go music is very lucrative. There's a cost to preach the Word of God. Folks, souls are being saved. Your support will change somebody's eternity. And that's why we're going to give this number. We only do it twice a year, and we spend 363 days preaching the gospel. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can donate online at AFR.net, enabling us to continue to defend the faith, proclaim the truth, and participate in Christ's great commission.
Alex, on our program, Exploring the Word, we take questions at the end of the program, and many times they'll have questions that they want to know. What does this word mean? Where is this found? And then sometimes we get phone calls like the last listener testimony of someone that is hurting so bad, divorce, lost job, so many things. And then you and I are able to talk to them, hopefully direct them, but more than anything else, get the people who are listening to pray for them.
Yes.
We try to treat Exploring the Word like a giant Bible study group, you know,
it
that we love one another, we concern, and that's what we're doing here today. We're asking you to be a part of it. Every little Sunday school class or every small group that I was in, guess what they'd always do? They'd take a little offering.
Mm-hmm.
They'd left the big offering out there for the church.
Right.
With our three sons, we called it Big Church, okay?
Big Church.
Went to Big Church. We'll give that. But in the Sunday school class, they'd give because that Sunday school class or that Bible study group would have a project that they were, a missionary they were supporting or something like that.
Right.
Well, this is the Sunday school class, and we're asking you to share with the ministry of AFR. Yeah. And again, that number is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. And one of the things, you get that shirt, but you also get Trivia Friday, Highlights, Volume 3. That means they've had two already.
Right.
I bet some people are collecting all three. They may be collector's items one day, do you think, guys?
They might be.
Are we ready to play a snippet from one of those Trivia Friday highlights? Let's do that, Brent.
Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
Why do you never see cashews in a shell?
My husband thinks it's because the shells are poisonous.
Your husband would be correct.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Cashews are actually comes off a fruit tree, and the stem is poisonous.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Little known fact about cashews. That's why you never see them in a shell. You know, you never see them. That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either.
Why? Did you just come up with that on top of your head?
Because of why?
Because they were the same person. So you never saw Clark Kent and Superman in the same room. Are you saying that Dick Clark
Fidel
Castro were the same person?
I'm saying her husband is correct. That's what I'm saying.
Learning University is what
exactly.
Other thing they call that. And I did not know that about cashews.
I didn't know that either. But you know what? We have fun. And, you know, God's people are a happy people. You know what? And we've got the most serious calling in the world to serve the Lord, proclaim the gospel, win the lost, equip the church, defend the faith, to be salt and light. But you know what? One of the things, and I've been around here since 2009, this is a place full of joy. There's a lot of joy here at American Family, and one of the reasons Share-a-thon is so special, people that believe in the ministry, they come here and they link arms. But wherever you are, you might not be in Tupelo this week, although we'd love for you to come sometime. But when you pray for this ministry, when you financially support, we're linking arms together. You know, Paul said, one sows, another waters, but God reaps the harvest. We're all just working for Jesus together, aren't we, Bert?
We are. If you're expecting to hear Share-a-thon, you are. It's a little different of it. It's during Share-a-thon on Exploring the Word. And we're asking you to boldly stand for truth. That's our theme this year. And we're asking you to give. And we do that by calling this number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And Jim Stanley, our general manager, has really challenged you and challenged Alex and me to remind you for 75 first-time givers. We're recently in Jacksonville, Florida, so that if you're in Jacksonville, Florida, you're hearing this, you would be a part of that. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, not too long ago, up in the D.C. area, in Virginia, and Huntsville, Alabama. Give. Somebody gave so that you could get this.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like, have you ever had anybody to pass it forward? I've gone into a drive-through window, and they'd say your sandwich is already paid for. The guy in front of you paid for it.
Wow.
And I didn't know who that was. I really didn't. I wanted to, you know, get my car and run them down and thank them. But you don't know who to thank. But there's a lot of people who have gone before you, ladies and gentlemen, children that have given $10, that's given $1,000. Well, doesn't matter. They paid forward, didn't they?
Well, you know what? I had a professor in seminary, and we were, you know, reading everything from, you know, the Apostle Paul to Billy Graham. And this professor said, you know, all of us are standing on the shoulders of giants. See, we are the beneficiaries of faithful folk that preceded us. And we're enjoying the radio broadcast. We're hearing the gospel because somebody years prior, before we were ever around, sowed some seeds and laid a foundation. Now, friend, you will get to heaven, and you'll meet people there that, through the ripple effect of your Christian witness, found Jesus. And we don't know, when you give a gift and you support this ministry, and by the way, let me just say this as kind of an outsider who's been here a lot over the last 8 years, this is a ministry that what you give, they put it to the work of the gospel. Nobody around here is getting rich. Nobody's, you know, wasting God's money. And I've been around lots and lots and lots of ministries, and that's one of the reasons that I'm so passionately supportive of the American Family Association and the radio network, is because what you invest goes to reaching souls.
And a lot of that is because of our founder, Don Wildman. You're talking about frugal. You're talking about a man that, and you worked, you were talking about standing on the shoulders of giants.
Yes.
AFR is standing on those shoulders. And we've got something that we want you to hear. Brent, are we ready to play that with I want you, these are two familiar voices, Dr. James Dobson and Dr. Don Wildman, and we want to hear this, and this should be an incentive. Call this number, 877-616-2396.
I met Don back in 1983 when I invited him to come do a radio program with us, and that was the beginning of a lifelong friendship because I saw that day just how committed he was to biblical morality in the culture. And so it's a pleasure to call him my friend.
Jim's a good fella, and we both started just about at the same time. I think he started a little bit before we did. But we've been friends over the years, and he's done a wonderful job. He has been the leader of social Christians for a long time. Still is, and I highly admire him.
Even from the beginning there in 1983, we cooperated often in the struggle to get TV advertisers to stop paying the bills for violence and filth.
We found that that's the way that advertisers listen to you. They sponsor the programs. And Jim was with us. He joined in the boycott when other groups would not. He was serious about it, and he was willing to take a risk, and that's, I think, one reason he has been as successful as he has been.
What impressed me most right from the beginning was that Don just didn't care if people criticized him. I mean, he took the heat. He stood up for righteousness, and I admired that from the beginning, and I drew my own confidence from him.
People are always going to criticize you. You just have to ask yourself, okay, is the criticism true? Is it helpful? If he has used it. If it's destructive or it's not constructive, then ignore it. And basically, I don't care. I'm not trying to be somebody. I got a task to do. And whether you like it or don't like it, I listen to you, you know. I met with some of the homosexuals back in the 80s. And I told him, look, I'll accept you all day long, but I'm not going to accept what you do. And that's the way Jim was basically too.
It was is really fun kind of joining with him as troublemakers. You know, we just took on the people that were doing wicked and evil things, and then we both took the heat for it, but it was worth it.
Yeah, that's what our opponents, the liberals, Yeah, they said we were troublemakers. I say, praise the Lord. I hope I can make a whole lot more trouble for people. I would be blessed if I could, you know.
Wow. You know, in John 15, verse 18, the Lord said, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. And when you name the name of Christ, there are going to be some friends, but there are going to be a lot of enemies. And folks, the American Family Association, by the founding, the vision, and the example of Dr. Don Weilman, who, by the way, just got the highest award Christian broadcasters give. It was my joy to be at the dinner where everybody from David Jeremiah, Tony Evans, every wonderful Christian leader you can think of was there to honor the life, the ministry of Dr. Don Weilman, and he got the NRB Hall of Fame Award and got a standing ovation that just was amazing, and rightly so. But here's the thing. He had the vision, and he knew that we lovingly but consistently, we're going to stand for the truth of God's Word. Friend or foe, praise or condemnation, we're going to stand for God's Word. And it is making a difference. Bert, let me do this. And folks, listen to this number, and please call. Invest in the salvation of our nation, because that's what we're doing. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. If you give $150 or more, you're going to get this beautiful shirt that boldly standing for the truth, Acts 4:29. It's a beautiful blue color. You're going to be proud to wear this shirt. You give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll get the shirt and the hilarious highlights from Trivia Friday. So please call 877-616-2396. Okay, the Target boycott. Because as the recording of Dr. Weilman said, you know, money is the only language corporate America understands. And there's so many companies that are rolling over and playing dead. They're caving in to the agenda of atheist groups and other groups. I was on a different radio network yesterday. I was doing a media interview. Totally different radio network. And yet the host was saying, listen, boycott Target. AFA started this. We've got to speak in a way that they can understand. My point is, this is having a cultural impact, isn't it, Bert?
It is. Close to 1.5 million have signed, real close, and we're going to get there. And that, I believe it means more than that. I mean, like my family, that represents at least six others besides me. And that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
And so they are listening, and we want you to partner with us to make a difference. And here it is, culture. There's some people that they're involved in the culture, and others say, well, I just want the gospel. At AFR, you get both, and they'll say, well, why do you do the culture? So we'll have the freedom to share the gospel.
Yes.
And one of my favorite scriptures is the last one in the book of Acts, where Paul, he prays God for an unhindered gospel.
Right.
And that's what we've had the privilege of here in America, and American Family Radio is trying to get that. And we want you to partner with us at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Mm-hmm. One of the things, and this is, most people say this is their favorite part of Share-a-thon. It's the listener testimonies, Alex.
Right, right.
Have you ever heard, there's nothing like a satisfied customer?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Now I know that puts it in the secular world, but what you're doing, you're hearing people that share their story that God has worked and used AFR in doing good in their life. So let's listen to this listener story.
I have a busy life being a UPS driver and also a pastor on Sundays. And sometimes the day is just goes by terrible. And when I get in my truck and on my way home, and even when I go to work in the morning time, it's almost like a kickstart on the way to work. And on the way back, it's like a sedative that just kind of soothes me and gets me relaxed from the busy day. Then on Sunday, sometimes listening to other pastors preach on the radio sometimes gives me ideas. And God just works through the AFR ministry, and it just blesses my life. And I just want to let everybody know it's a blessing to me. Thank you, AFR, for being there in my life.
Amen. Isn't that great? A pastor, bivocational pastor, there's a lot of them, and I'm predicting there's going to have to be a lot more unless there's a great revival among millennials, because the baby boomers will be dying, and their baby boomers take care of about 50% of all the income that comes into ministries.
Well, and you know, one of the great testimonies that we've seen over the 7 years we've been doing Exploring the Word are the people who have surrendered to some type of ministry. Now, all Christians are to minister, but some are called to full-time, we call it vocational ministry. And we've had a number of letters and emails and, frankly, personal interactions with people of all strata who answered a call to ministry out of this. So ultimately, folks, what we're doing, we're giving God the glory. Here's a verse for you, Psalm 115, verse 1. Now, this is why we're doing what we're doing. This is why we're asking you to invest and to give, yes, to sacrificially give. Psalm 115, 1 says, "Not unto us, O Lord, give glory. Not unto us give glory, but unto thy name give glory for the sake of the truth." We're doing this for the glory of the Lord Jesus, but also because it's true. Bert, people without Christ really are lost, aren't they?
You remember that song, "People Need the Lord"?
People need the Lord.
And they need him as much now as they did back then. There's never been a time when people did not need the Lord. And one of the greatest things you can do is be involved in it. Our mission statement takes about, yes, we're going to be activating. People don't mind the education and encouragement. The problem that they don't like is the activity, boycotting Target. They don't like the activity of maybe sending out an alert to call your congressman to let them know that Planned Parenthood needs to be taken off out of the government payroll.
Exactly.
They say,
exactly.
Oh, you should pull back from that. No, we want to stand for righteousness, and we want to have religious freedom. And so when you give to AFR, you're not only doing that for religious freedom, but you're also doing it for the gospel, but you're also helping others in doing that. David Jeremiah, I mean, what a program. And Dr. Rogers, his program still is on today, even after he's been gone about 7 years, maybe more than that.
No, probably longer than that.
Longer than
that. I think about Tony Perkins and Washington Watch. I mean, one of the most powerful key ministries, Washington Watch and Tony Perkins, that comes on most of the time right after us. Let me just say, I had a meeting a few days ago with another broadcaster that is on this network, who is one of the ones that the leaders in Washington are soliciting his opinion, calling him to come pray with them, picking his brain, a deep, deep, deep man of God. And God is at work, folks. God is at work. I know we hear a lot of bad news and we think, the darkness is growing and growing. No, God is at work. There's a great revival coming. The Lord is not done with the United States of America, but we need you to stand with this great ministry. Be a part of what God is doing. The number, call this number right now, please, 877-616-2396, or you can donate online at afr.net.
And we've had people call from Cleveland, Mississippi, Glendale, West Virginia, Mansfield, Ohio, Cypress, Texas. We appreciate that so much. We'd love to hear from you. Jim Stanley, our general manager, challenged you about the first-time givers. If you've never given, maybe you've been listening for a long time, but you've never given because you think your money will not make any difference. Every dollar makes a difference. And so we would love for you to call. And again, $150 or more one-time gift, $30 or more a monthly gift, get you a shirt, and give you Trivia Friday hilarious highlights. And so we would love for that to be a part of what you're doing. The number, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And during this time when we have Exploring the Word, we want our listeners to be givers as well as listeners. So call that number again, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
AFR has been a tremendous positive influence for us. I've been searching to find something that would give me actual facts and statistics, information about the things that are going on in our world from a Christian perspective, and AFR just fit that niche perfectly. And I've been telling everyone I know that you need to turn off your TV and listen to AFR. So thank you for every effort. I listen to it all day long.
How about this for some truth? It's all God's money.
We report unbiased truth from a Christian perspective.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here, Bert Harper. The show is Exploring the Word, which is what we do all year long. Take a little time out in the spring, a little time out in the fall, because, you know, we have to put some gas in the tank, as it were, don't we?
Yeah, feeling of that, talking of that, one of the things we do is fill some tanks with money.
Yeah.
We work with the folks up there, and is it Fort Knox?
Were they at
Fort Campbell? Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Yeah,
and we fill a tank. Love tank with so.
Eric Horner, my dear friend.
Eric Horner does that. Yeah.
And all right, let me just give a shout out to Van Wert, Ohio. The great Steve Heilthorne at Trinity Friends Church. I'm going to be there Saturday night at 6:30 and Sunday morning. We had a great event there a few years ago. I'm going to be back this weekend, and then I'm going to be back again in the fall. And, you know, when I was there before, we had a packed house, we had kids saved, but it's all because I've had this platform of being on AFR, and folks all across America, I mean, literally everywhere I go, airports, I meet people that have either come to the Lord through this radio or come back to the Lord, and so it really is making a difference. It's all for Jesus. Hey, we often say this, I don't care that anybody knows my name, but we care that everybody knows Jesus.
Let me say, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
And we want people to name the name of Jesus in terms of salvation and be saved.
Amen.
While they have a chance. So help us win the world, fulfill the commission, share the gospel. 877-616-2396. Okay. A monthly gift of $30 or more, you're going to get this Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 from the Friday Trivia part of today's issues. It's awesome. Very, very cool cover. Very great content. You'll get a wonderful shirt. Boldly Standing for Truth, Acts 4:29. A monthly gift of $30 or more, or a one-time donation of $150. But let me say this. Anything you give, anything God leads you to invest, it's going to be faithfully used, prayerfully, carefully handled to bring people to the Lord Jesus.
Let's listen to one of those Trivia Fridays, you know, little clippets right now. Get ready to laugh.
Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
We've only just begun. I wore out my Best of the Carpenters CD for 10 years. Well, it was a cassette is what it was. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you use it so much that you can't even read the writing cassette.
And then you just try to pull it out of your cassette player in your car, and the thing gets stuck.
And all that stuff stays in there.
Yeah. And then you try to pull it out, and you go, no, no. And then you try to put it back together. You try to roll it back together. See, you've only just begun like that, Ed. Like the CD, like the cassette.
That is really good.
Yes, it is.
All right, folks.
All right,
Ed's
here we go. Here are my questions.
Ed's going to be opening for me on the next comedy event.
All right.
That's good stuff, Ed.
I'm telling you, that is an example of Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3, Trivia Friday. And again, JJ, Tim, and Ed, and by giving and calling this number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and making a contribution of $150 or more, you'll get the shirt that says Boldly Standing for Truth. And then if you want a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll get that. And it's for 6 months, by the way.
Right.
It's through September,
okay.
I believe it is, if I count my months correctly. But we would love for you to be a partner with us. And I want to come back to that word. That means a lot to me, partner.
Yes.
We feel like we're family. We partner. Jim Stanley called you and said, hey, Alex, would you partner with us and be on this network, American Family Radio. And,
totally the grace of God.
And then when I came on board, I didn't come to do this radio program. I came to work with families and pastors. And then when Marvin Sanders you couldn't be on, Marvin would ask me to be on with him. And then when Marvin could not be on anymore, they passed the torch to me. And you and I have been doing this 5 years now.
I know.
And we do it and we take it seriously and we praise God for the opportunity. But it could not happen if people did not give so that we could pay the electrical bills, so we could pay salaries, so we could do the things we're doing. And so they're partnering with us regardless of the amount of money, Alex.
Yeah, exactly. And God is in this. I don't say this lightly, but really, folks, I mean, you can tell when God is in some place. And like you and me coming along, Brother Marvin went to be with the Lord, and along comes Bert Harper, and not only got a radio partner, got one of my best friends, and we travel and we do things around the country. And the way this is all orchestrated, our show and all these other shows, Brian Fisher and Tim Wildman and Sandy Rios, and yeah, I mean, there's just such a great palette of content. Only God could have done it. Now, I want to read, listen to this. Here's a verse of a song that God has used in our nation's history. There's this great old song called Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. Now, listen to these words. And, folks, I want you to invest. The price of half a tank of gas, I mean, you can put any analogy you want. The price of a meal at a fast food restaurant, I mean, it could change somebody's soul. But listen to this song lyric. I think it was written by, I can't remember the author, but it says, to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the strife of truth or falsehood, for good or evil's side, some great cause, great decision, offering each the bloom or blight, and the choice goes on forever between darkness and that light. Mm-hmm. Now, we're choosing the light. We're standing for the light of the gospel. We're frankly working, praying, speaking, investing for the light of the gospel. Bert, I believe our nation is in a window of opportunity, a moment of decision. And we would ask you, frankly, urge you to invest in the light of the gospel for the future of our country.
And again, we want you to, those of us that are here, we invest our time, many of us invest our finances as well, and we ask you to join us in making this possible. And we want to hear a listener story from someone that really their lives was changed by American Family Radio.
This is Phyllis in Mobile, Alabama. I truly love everything about American Family Radio, and I'm so thankful to Dr. Wildman and his family for listening to the Holy Spirit and creating AFA and AFR for us to enjoy. And to all of the staff, I want to say thank you so much for giving to the Lord, because I'm one life in a trillion that has been changed and helped and lifted up. God bless all of you. You are in my constant prayer.
That is the reason we do what we do. Brother Don, years ago, was reading an article in a magazine. And he read this article about radio and what was called then a translator. And it could be put there and not have to have a full transmission tower. And that's where it started, and it exploded. And then things changed, and he couldn't use the translator any longer. So he had to make them full power stations. And
Yeah. We've
done that over these years. And then they changed the rules, making it more difficult to get a radio station in a community. And so he decided he would go to the internet And through the internet, we're not just in the nation, we are all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that is amazing. You can get on the internet no matter where you are, and you can listen to American Family Radio.
Now, let me illustrate the impact this is having and also the need for finances. When I was here back in January, I came in to record, and I was going down through the engineering department, and there was this big thing. I guess it was a big coil of wire that goes in an antenna, but it was a big, probably weighed hundreds of pounds, a big thing of wire, probably about as big as a beach ball, and it had gotten struck by lightning or something, and I was talking to one of the engineers. They said, yeah, we got to replace that because it's blown out, and, you know, I shudder to think what that might cost. But here's the thing. When if ever there is a momentary interruption, boy, we hear it. I mean, when the signal is going out, you know, that's great. But if lightning hits a tower or something and it goes out, the emails come in, and I get them, Alex, where are you? Where's Exploring the Word? So the outcry, if ever there's a lapse, tells me people are listening.
They are listening.
By the hundreds of thousands.
And speaking of people listening, Patricia from Hopewell, Virginia, Michael from Jacksonville, Florida, there it is, one of our newer stations. Jeff from Hobbs, New Mexico, Flo from Houston, Texas. These have all called to make a pledge. We would love to have your name on this list, and we're looking for 75 first-time givers. You may have been listening. We have first-time callers. We'll be on the air.
Just about every single day.
And there'll be some, well, I finally got through, or we wanted to get through. We wanted to ask you a question. What about first-time givers? We'd love to have
be one of those. Today, be a first-time giver. 877-616-2396. And my home state of North Carolina, I know we're huge down in Fayetteville. We're down on the coast. I was at Cape Carteret Baptist Church. We're in Wilmington. We're all over North Carolina. All right, make your North Carolina preacher boy proud, Tar Heel State. Maybe everybody is so deliriously happy about Chapel Hill 1 last night. And not everybody.
Okay,
but
I thought that might be stretching a little
bit. Lots of people. And my sister went to Chapel Hill, and so I know a lot of people are excited. Let's get that excited and more about the gospel.
Let me go over one more thing, and that number again, what is it, Alex?
877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Financial accountability, we've already talked about it, but I was on the board for several years, and every year they'd ask me to come by and sign this letter that we were sending to the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability.
ECFA.
They wanted us to, we had to go through procedures to make sure that our finances were in order, and we got it every year, and we're still a part of that. We submit to that to let them go over these records to make sure that we're faithful in our giving. And we also are part of Navigators. It's called Charity Navigators, and they do financial rating, and we've got the highest financial accountability score that Charity Navigators give. So when you give your money, it's not going to something that's very elaborate. I think Don's thought was, why buy a Mercedes when a Chevrolet will do?
Right.
He was trying to get by cheap, but he was frugal. There's a difference in cheap and frugal. And here at AFR, he's passed it on down to his son, Tim, and the board that he works with. They go over it. I mean, particularly, I know several folks on the board, and they look at the finances to make sure that we're in line with what our mission is.
And let me just say, Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, JJ, Jim Stanley, yourself, it's been my joy for more than 7 years to be with these people, travel with these people. I mean, I've been numerous times to cities all over the country. Folks, I want to tell you, the Wildman family, the AFR staff, these people are for real. I mean, these people are for real. And as an evangelist, you know, it's been a joy. I work with lots of people in groups, thank God. But I started coming here and I said, you know, this is a team that I want to be with. These people, they got one button on the keyboard, and that's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus for the world. And so be a part of this. Support 877-616-2396. Now, your gift in any amount God will bless and God will use. For those that give a one-time donation of $150 or a monthly gift of $30 or more, you're going to get the T-shirt, Boldly Standing for Truth. It's an awesome shirt. It's a beautiful shirt. I can't wait to wear one myself. And Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 of Trivia Friday with Tim Wallman, Ev Tagliano, J.J. Jasper. You will love that. And Bert, but the best part of all is the knowledge that the money you invest is being used to bring souls to Christ.
Amen. And we're going after people no matter where. A few years ago, we started the Urban Family Communications, and we have a radio. It's in Madison, Mississippi, Tupelo, Norwood, California, New Orleans, Louisiana, Toledo, Ohio, Memphis, Tennessee, all over, and they're online at urbanfamilytalk.com. And the Addisons, and they're reaching people. I mean, they really are making a difference in the urban family community. And then just about a year, maybe 2 years ago, we started Engage Ministry, which is reaching out to the millennials, because we knew we were missing those part of the population, the urban community and the millennial, and we purposefully have designated ministries that target them. The old way of doing radio, I grew up in just one station county up in here in northeast Mississippi. We had one radio station growing up. So in the morning, they would play gospel music. During the daytime from about 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock, they played country music. From 2 o'clock until the evening, they would play rock and roll music. It's because it's one station, and they were after the entire population. As more radio stations came in, they targeted specific groups in trying to reach them. So there's radio stations that just do rock music, those that do country music. We do talk, we do music, and we do the urban because we want to target people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, Alex. Yeah. And so when we saw that we were missing some of those, we decided, Lord, lead us into making avenues possible. And so when you give, you're making it possible to reach others.
Well, you know, we've all heard the word broadcasting, but really a word that people use is the word narrowcasting. Not broad, but narrow. Going after, like, the millennials. And they've EngageMagazine.net, and I've written for them, and they're doing a great job to reach those that are, you know, late teens, young adults, young 20s, urban family. But let me say this, Bert. If there's one thing I've heard over and over as I travel the country, people, they'll come up in an airport and they'll say, please ask Tim Wallman to build a station in my town. I love it when I'm in the Houston area, but we're in such and such a town or the West Coast. There's a lot of great work going on. Tens of thousands of people are being impacted with the gospel. But, Bert, I want it to grow. My prayer has been that there would be nowhere in the USA that you couldn't go and not hear AFR. Now, it's on the internet. I mean, we get mail and correspondence from around the world, from Canada. But I'm talking to hear the radio in your car.
It's neat to turn that radio. A lot of people, we've had people tell us, they called in and told us, they're mechanics, they're people that work in the car, and while they're working in the car, they'll go to the radio of these people, and they will set every set button to AFR. So that when they get in the car next time and they turn the radio on, no matter which button they get, they're going to get AFR.
That's cool.
It is. So, you know, we want to make the radio available. We've had some new stations come on, and we're praising the Lord for that. But you can be a part of it. That number, we're going to have the news coming up, but that number is 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net, and you can give that way as well, Alex.
Exactly. Well, I'm off to speak at a missions event at Macon Presbyterian in Macon, Mississippi tonight, and so maybe I'll see some folks out there. But folks, 877-616-2396, or you can give AFR.net, Share-a-thon 2017.
And our theme, Boldly Standing for Truth, American Family Radio, Share-a-thon 2017. Make that call. Make it now, 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net.